What Andrea Seabrook says is all well and good, but you know who I feel sorry for? Politicians. It's just so hard for them nowadays to deliver their messages the way they want to. Look at Missouri Congressman Todd Akin, who's running for the Senate. Akin simply went to a local St. Louis Saturday interview show and let slip something maybe a little bit politically incorrect.
If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down.
And next thing you know, he was vilified coast to coast as some sort of woman-hating Bible thumper dispensing crackpot medical advice. Because evidently, when a tree falls in the forest, there's always someone lurking around to hear it. Back in the day, politicians were perfectly free to appear before chosen audiences to pronounce whatever they wished, knowing that the message would be self-contained. For instance, here's the late Yasser Arafat speaking in English to a Western audience.
Our people do not consider that exercising the right to self-determination could violate the rights of their neighbors or infringe on their security.
Meanwhile, on Palestinian TV, he promised viewers to lead them, man, woman, and child, to Jerusalem to be martyred, and he'd sacrifice 70 of his own people if it meant killing a single Israeli. Because, duh, it was in Arabic, and what was said in Gaza stayed in Gaza. Unfortunately, that party ended in 2006, when U.S. Senate candidate George Allen stopped his campaign bus in the hamlet of Brakes, Virginia, where he spied a cameraman from his opponent's campaign. The kid was a college student of South Asian descent, and next, Allen started talking about monkeys.
This fellow here over here with the yellow shirt, Makaka, or whatever his name is, he's with my opponent. He's following us around everywhere.
Turns out that recorded images are portable, something to do with YouTube or whatever. And within 24 hours, Allen's Senate campaign and 2008 presidential aspirations went poof. And since then, staying on message has just gotten harder. Take poor Michael Baumgartner. He's a Republican running for the U.S. Senate in Washington. His big issue is the war in Afghanistan. But in the wake of this week's controversy, one reporter kept pressing him for his views on abortion. So, what choice did Baumgartner have? He emailed the reporter, telling him, go f*** yourself. Attaboy, Mike. Really, the only other option is dog whistling, speaking to certain audiences in language that will be clear to the assembled, but obscure, or at least ambiguous, to nosy outsiders. This technique can give you a decent chance at targeting a message, but it requires mad skills. Here's Vice President Joe Biden before a largely black audience in Danville, Virginia, about 2 weeks ago.
They're going to put you all back in chains.
Although Biden seamlessly applied African-American dialect, some finger-pointers felt he was playing the slavery card. And why was he exposed to such criticism? Because even the Vice President of the United States can't appear before a large audience in the middle of a presidential campaign without someone eavesdropping. Politicians, poor guys, can't catch a break. At times like this, I just want to hug them.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.